Many North Carolina public schools are facing a range of financial challenges this spring. In New Hanover County Schools and Alamance Burlington Schools, budget deficits could lead to staff layoffs. In Durham Public Schools, a problem with raises led to sick outs that closed schools multiple days. Managing all of this are school district's chief financial officers. Liz Schlemmer reports.
If you're a parent, you might be able to name your kid's math teacher or bus driver or school superintendent, and you'd probably notice if they left their jobs. But what about the district CFO? After a bout of high turnover, there are 15 interim CFOs around the state, according to the North Carolina Association of School Business Officials. To help fill in the knowledge gap, veteran CFOs like Jeremy Teeter are coming to help. He drives to Hoke County once a week to mentor their interim CFO as she learns the ropes.
Good morning, Finance Department.
Willina Richardson has worked in the district's small finance office for years, handling bank statements, but not the district's $73 million budget.
As you're sitting in the assistant finance officer seat, a lot of things you don't see, you're not privy to. So I can never go back to the innocent assistant finance officer that I was.
Teeter helps her deal with all the complicated intricacies of the job. For example, the district has been losing student enrollment for various reasons, but the one they can quantify is students moving to charter schools.
630.60 times 600. So 4.1 million in state dollars and 426,000 of local dollars to charter schools.
That's the money that funnels through Hoke County Schools to area charter schools. The amount is based on enrollment and it follows the students.
I see them come in and out. Some will say, I'm going to this charter school, then they'll come back mid-year.
But the money doesn't always follow them back.
The local money does, not the state money.
That's just one example of how complex it can get. Schools are funded by state, local, and federal funds. Schools get funds at the start of the school year based on their expected enrollment. Then some can be taken away mid-year if not all those students show up.
So now you have to look at your budget and say, well, where do you cut to make sure the students are still getting what they need?
And in smaller districts, Teeter says there's often only one person dealing with it.
In most districts, the finance officer is the only person with financial knowledge. I don't think people realize just how fragile it is. So you're one vacancy away from payroll not happening.
School districts are often the largest employer in their county, especially in rural areas. And while there might be one or two people running the budget in Hoke County, in large districts, there are whole teams handling payroll for thousands of employees. Mark Winters used to head that team at Wake County Schools. After retiring, he got called in to help Alamance Burlington Schools with its budget crunch. The district spent down its rainy day fund after paying to clean up a mold problem. But Winters doesn't blame the district's finance team for their troubles.
I can't really say that it's overspending.
Instead, he lists a variety of pressures many schools are dealing with right now.
Inflation, utility rates, trying to use local funds to replace federal dollars.
During the pandemic, public schools got a massive influx of federal relief funding. That funding disappears in the fall. Education insiders call it a funding cliff. Winters doesn't like that term.
I think a wily coyote falling off the cliff and with no parachute. So I don't think we're quite that drastic.
Winters says school administrators knew for years that this flush of cash was temporary. Still, many used it to hire nurses, social workers, and counselors because, Winters says, they needed them. Next year, schools will have to let those staff go or find other ways to pay for them. Winters says this loss of federal funds is the main reason some districts are in a pinch.
I think across the state, you'll see districts struggling, and there was no mismanagement. It's just the fact of what we're facing.
And how well each school district handles the changing winds may depend on how savvy their CFO is. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.